Ready? We'll take you there.
On Friday morning, you met Alec Coles. He's the CEO of the WA Museum and heard about his plans for the new museum. In part two of our tour, we're going to take you inside the seven gallery spaces and take a look at some of the cutting edge technology that's being used. Here is Alec Coles with Breakfast's Joe Trilling.
We're on the third floor and there are two gallery spaces.
Straight behind you, Joe, is the Wildlife Gallery, and this is the largest single gallery in the whole building. It's about 1,200 square metres. This is a gallery that really deals with WA's biodiversity. Yeah, we do live in what is recognised as a world biodiversity hotspot. The museum does a huge amount of work behind the scenes, researching that, actually trying to understand it. We identify dozens of new species every year, things that have never been seen anywhere in the world before. So this is a really important part of our story. This is going to be a really key gallery. Over opposite, we've got the Tianchi Connections Gallery. Connections is really about our relationship with the rest of the world, and that goes from everything from the first diasporas, literally tens of thousands of years ago, through all the waves of migration that have come since. And our relationship with the world today, travel, trade, defence, particularly our place on the edge of the Indian Ocean Rim and how that plays out. In this Connections Gallery, the veil has been perforated so that you get fantastic views across the city. Really accentuates that sort of sense of place and sense of space, actually. And then if we look out of the windows here, we're looking right out across the top of the Hackett Hall, looking up at the floating gallery above, and we can see straight onto this wonderful heritage roof, which is being slated as we speak.
It's really a picture frame, isn't it, of the city?
It absolutely is, and I think it's a really interesting view. It's a vignette in that sense. The other thing I did want to point out behind us, the Hackett Hall building, one of the heritage buildings, has this lantern light. And what we've actually done here is we've actually intervened at this level. We've gone into the lantern light so people will be able to look down through a glazed cover into the Hackett Hall below. So you get a fantastic view into the building. And we've lifted up the pressed tin ceiling so people can get a really up-close and personal view of it. And I think you'll agree, it looks incredible.
Wow. If you hadn't drawn my eyes to it, I might have missed it with all the scaffolding, but that's incredible.
Right. That's right. Well, luckily the scaffolding will have gone when we open, so you'll be able to get a really good view of it.
And the contrast between that and the brass.
Yeah. Right behind me here is a gallery called Nalakort Bujir Wurrun, which in local Noongar language means our heart, our country, our spirit. All the content of that has been developed with people right across the state, and we've worked, I think, with something like 60 different language groups in order to create that. But importantly, those Aboriginal voices will be heard throughout the whole of the museum.
Where are we now, Alec?
So we're now in the foyer of the old Beaufort Street building. Again, people who visited the museum in recent years will remember this was where you entered the temporary exhibition space. Because it was dressed as a gallery before, you probably didn't really get the full impact of it. But what we've got round the top there is about 70% cast of the Parthenon frieze in Athens. Of course, the controversial Elgin Marbles that actually isn't in Athens at the moment, because of course it's in the British Museum. This would have been cast off the Parthenon frieze way back around 1900, and it would have been purchased by the art gallery, in fact, which would have been in this building. It's been there the whole time, but people just probably wouldn't have noticed it, and we've really made a feature of it in the new building because it's unique. It's supposedly one of the best quality casts anywhere in the world. We're now in a gallery called Changes. Changes Gallery is all about the way WA in particular, but the world has changed as a result of human intervention. So if you like, it's a conservation gallery, it's a sustainability gallery, and it's looking at everything from the earliest fire stick farming, how that's impacted the landscape, through modern and intensive agriculture, through mining and resource extraction, through urban development, and of course global warming.
Just touching on that, how things change, the digitisation of a museum.
Yes, so we are obviously going to bring in as much digital technology as we can, but in the way that it actually augments the collections and the stories within it. So I always believe that these digital elements are tools for us to augment a lot of the authentic content. That's the thing that's special about museums, is the authenticity. We've got real objects, real collections, real stories told by real people. And so we use the digital techniques to augment those rather than to replace them. The gallery beyond is called Origins. That's the way I always describe that. It's everything from the Big Bang up to the Square Kilometre Array. So it'll be dealing with all those issues of WA and the world's relationship with the cosmos. And that's one of the areas where those Aboriginal voices will be really strong through telling things like the Seven Sisters story.
So you've been working with a group of elders?
We've been working with people from all over the state. And I guess that's one of the things we're proudest of here, actually. Working not only with Aboriginal group, if you look at all the Western Australians that we've engaged with, it's something like 47,000 now. We're now in the fantastic temporary exhibition space. This is 1,100 square metres. The old one we used to have was less than 400, and it meant that we were really restricted in terms of the kind of exhibitions that we could take. A lot of international exhibitions just wouldn't fit in. We didn't have the conditions to show them. We didn't have the ceiling height. But here, wonderful space, no vertical interventions, no pillars or anything. It's just a completely pristine space. It splits into two, so we can have two smaller exhibitions, each with its own entrance and an exit area. And I think the distinctive feature about this is it's 8 metres high. And everybody says, why is it so high? And we always say, that's about the height of a T-Rex. Every museum that thinks anything of itself has to at some point have a model of a T-Rex or a T-Rex skeleton in here. And it's interesting, we've just been negotiating around an exhibition for the future of which the specification is an 8 metre high gallery. So here it is.
Are you in the process now of booking some of these exhibitions?
We certainly are, absolutely. We've got a program that's pretty much locked down for the first 3 years, and we will be announcing that in due course.
So you've moved from sort of construction mode into programming mode?
Absolutely, yeah.